You're listening to the Pinball Podcast with Don and Jeff.
Yep. Welcome to the Pinball Podcast. This is Don. As always, is with me Jeff. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, Don. How you been?
Been pretty good. Today we have some special guests, and we have Nate and Daniel from Nifty LED.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi, guys.
Wait. Hold on a minute.
We're Don? Up. Yes?
Jeff?
Not sure anymore.
Somebody just start their dryer? Oh, this will be a short episode. Fraught with technical issues.
And physical.
So since we have the Nifty guys with us, we should actually legitimately announce everybody's voices.
Okay.
So we can tell who's who. So I'm Don.
I'm Jeff.
Mm-hmm. I'm Nate.
I'm Daniel.
All right. Nate and Daniel from niftyled.com, your source for great LED products. You guys want to do your own read or do our
Yeah, we'll do. We don't really have a read per se, but we'll...
Unprofessional.
We'll do a shameless plug. Sure.
Please do.
So there's a couple things we'd wanted to talk about. There's, of course, our website, which we're really excited to have. And a couple things is that the website's been completely redone. We've redesigned it completely, and now we have a more user-friendly interface, which lets you select the products that you want, and then you can also... add it to the cart easier, view products easier, and when you purchase the product, you're going to get a better label, which will allow you to reorder the products that you need easier. So we've really tried to streamline the process and make whatever you order easier overall. I mean, we're trying to go for customer ease of use, I guess.
It's like a whole new niftyled.com.
Yep.
Same great service, but a whole new look.
Exactly. Looked, it's new and improved, if that is possible.
I didn't think it was, but yeah, I looked today and it looks like all the new changes are in place and good to go.
So it really is new. It's different than the original and it's improved.
Those are excellent selling points. Do you have any other selling points?
Yeah, is so we're excited to announce a couple of other things. We right. have we're giving a discount for our new site, which we're excited about. It's going to be 25% off of our retail prices listed on the website. We've never done a sale of 25%, not even at a show. So for all the listeners that have listening, that are listening, we really appreciate you supporting us, and we're giving a 25% discount.
What do we need to do to get that discount?
You can use coupon code DONJEFF.
One word.
One word altogether, just Don, Jeff, and you will get your 25%.
And you're good to go.
So, in addition to that, we're going to have a raffle, and we're going to give away a $25 gift card, along with a bulb pulling tool that we have on our website, a socket cleaning stick, and a socket brush that we also have on our website. So those three combined with a $25 gift card will be yours if you are the winner of the raffle for the month of September.
And you enter the raffle. Anybody who orders is entered? Is that
anybody who orders is entered? Yes.
Fantastic. So, thank you guys.
Thank you, listeners. We really appreciate it and we're happy to be on today.
Awesome. And it's J-E-F-F, Jeff. Yeah, not G-E-O-F-F.
Definitely not.
Correct.
And it's Don.
It's D-O-N-J-E-F-F.
Yeah. Not D-A-W-N.
Right.
Not D-A-W-N. Right. No, just G-E-O-F-F. D-O-N-J-E-F-F.
All right. I'll put that in the show notes.
Thanks.
So all the spam bots can pick up on it. Get those good deals. All right, thank so we're kind of going to do our normal show, but with our... It's kind of like having our boss in the room or something. I'm a little nervous. What if we F up and
there's
get
no
dropped?
Pressure. We're nervous.
You guys don't need to be nervous.
Daniel's nervous.
Daniel's kind of got that demeanor, that nervous demeanor. What have you guys been doing in pinball? You guys want to start, the guests? Daniel, you want to go first?
Sure. We recently picked up a Adams family for a good deal. You know, we've got a lot of friends in the pinball community, so usually when something comes along, they'll give us a call, and we were called out to fix this game, and turned out they really just wanted to sell it, so we picked it up for a good price, and needs a little bit of work, but we're getting there. We've already put in a hefty order for parts, and it's slowly getting pretty.
So was it routed then?
Not necessarily routed, but it was in a kind of like a back office type of thing, and kind of next to a pool, and so we think it had just been played and played and played over the years, and kind of had been in the sun, so all the rubbers were kind of falling off, and it had never been cleaned. You know how you can get that dirt on the insert bulbs, like it's just black stuff. Like every single bulb had black stuff all over it. So not very fun cleaning that stuff, but just a little trick you can use to clean that is use a brush, a little paintbrush, and some compressed air, and it comes right off. So then we also had we have a colored MD in our demolition man, and as you all may well know, there's not a ROM for that, so we were running it in the white dots, and you know, that looked real neat for demolition man, but now that we finally have a game that's actually supported by colored MD, we figured, hey, we'll put that colored MD in Adam's family, and it looks really nice.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you keep that in your own collection or take it to shows? You route it?
We have a location that we're going to be putting a few games in, including this Adams family. There's a place that's opening up in Azusa, California called Super Arcade. Sorry for the plug. But
no, I'll put that in the notes.
Their location that was in Walnut for a while had some problems with that location, and now they're opening up in Azusa, and there's going to be quite a few pins for the pinball community. It's going to be nice to have a location where they can play quite a few pinball machines. There's probably going to be about 10 or 12 pinball machines there.
Cool.
Yeah,
right on. That'll be a little change in the pocket too. Wish we had more locations. 10 pins is enough to kind of get things going, so
we're going to put some older and newer stuff. We're going to put some of the System 1 games that we have in our collection, as well as some of the newer games. So it should be a nice little mix.
I wasn't sure how many games you owned in your personal collections. Do you guys have stuff in your house that are keepers or not so much?
Well, as you may have seen on my many Facebook posts on my personal page, you can, from time to time, you see my garage, maybe Nate's garage. And together, I think Nate and I own about 30 games together.
Wow.
And I'd say about 15 of them are older games, though. We call them the Gottlieb System 1. So, like, Joker Poker, Countdown, Buck Rogers, Genie.
Asteroid Annie.
You've got that rare one, Asteroid Annie. Only 211 made.
Is that where your soft spot is? You guys are both into the System 1s?
I think I dragged Daniel into the System 1s. My cousin Adam, who started Flipperspiel Wonderland in Vegas, got me into the System 1s, and I think I got Daniel into them too. It's just the boops and the bumps from the sound effects are kind of fun and nostalgic, and I think I got Daniel hooked on them too.
You know, I'm really into the art. The gameplay is kind of secondary for me, but I really think these the Gottlieb System 1s, they're pretty. And, you know, no one kind of gives them the love they deserve, I think. You know, Joker Poker gets the love, Countdown gets some love, but kind of all the other games don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good point. If you can get them for the right price and they're not too sought after, you become kind of a destination collector where you have, your own run. Like, that's your thing.
And of that era, you know, people kind of favor the Bally solid states. So, you know, you got people that love the Kiss and the Playboy and Evel Knievel, and they got all that. So, and you know, I do admit they've got the Bally's do have better sounds, but nothing can beat the beep boop bop of the Gottlieb System ones.
So Spider-Man must be a System 1, right?
Spider-Man is a System 80.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. It can't. So they went down then, because Spider-Man's about the worst audio ever.
It's actually better. System 80 actually has a better sound set than System 1, so.
But a more annoying sound set?
I guess it's however you take it. You know, some people
screechier
love the sound.
Yeah.
Some people love the sound, some don't.
Cool. We need to do we should do a System 1 show. Want to have you guys on.
System again. 1 show would be great. I think that Daniel's right in that they really don't get the love that they deserve. The art is really good. Gordon Morrison really did great art, and he was all the way from the EMs up to the you know, into the System 1 games, even into the System 80 games, and he didn't get a lot of publicity. There's just not enough information about him out there in the pinball world. It's sad, but he's just kind of a faded figure from pinball. It's sad because he has really good work, and the ladies he drew are really pretty. All of the sci-fi themes that he drew are really interesting. The stars that he drew, he had a really unique style.
Yeah, he actually did Circus that we featured on our last episode.
Yeah,
I heard that.
Looks like Asteroid.
Oh yeah,
that guy. Looks like Asteroid Annie was probably the last manufactured game he did. All Gottlieb games, crazy.
Wow, he did a ton. He actually worked for, was it Ad Posters? Bill Posters. I think Ad Posters was the name of the company he actually worked for. So he never actually really ever made it into like the actual manufacturing facility. He just contracted to do the art and, you know, never really necessarily saw the finished product.
Really?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Whereas, you know, like you have Steve Ritchie now who, you know, he works inside Stern, whereas back in the days, a lot of the people that did the art didn't actually work within the actual
factory.
Pinball industry. They were contracted out to do other stuff.
Huh.
Like if you find some of Gordon Morris's work after pinball, he drew some Scooby-Doo stuff and did a few other things too, and it's just kind of funny, you know.
Yeah, his design has that very classic pinball look to it. His art style, I'd say, I don't know, most people that would think of pinball would probably pick up one of his games, because he did 150, which is insane. 148 games. Cool. Well, there's our time machine for Gordon Mortison, podcaster. Trying to make sure everybody can hear everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Jeff, what have you been doing? What are you up to?
In pinball? Or just kind of...
In pinball, okay. Specifically.
Yes. I have been training because Saturday is a very big day. I'm having another work pinball party. And I think I mentioned on the last show, there's a lot of trash talk going down leading up to this. A lot of bets and side bets, and it's going to be a big deal. I have to win, because not only is pride on the line on this, I also, if I lose, I become someone's slave for an entire week. So I don't want that. And I'm going to win, so that's not too big of a worry. It's just that I want to win by a lot. So I've been playing... practicing a lot, not worrying about projects, just playing and getting really super good at pinball.
You're not going to use any equalizers like Wizard Mist and Shine on your playfield? Level the playing field?
No, actually, if you have a level playing field in pinball, it really sucks. Like, you gotta have that slope.
You need Kenny the Leveler.
So, this is one of those things that where it's like, you know, pinball can be pretty random, and you can, like, technically, any of the four of us could accidentally beat Keith Elwin or something like that in a game. It could happen. Like, you step to Iron Man, and funny things happen on that game, right? So,
okay.
Okay, fine. I could beat Keith Elwin. The three of you, not a chance. I'm trying to figure out how to minimize the random in the games that we might play, because last time I probably won, let's say, a good 27 out of the 30 we played, but every once in a while something goofy happens. Well, I can't have that this time, especially when it's like, you say, this is the one that counts, I can't lose. So I've been wearing a lot of headbands, sleeveless shirts. I'm doing a lot of running because I got to be physically fit, and I'm ready.
Listening to a lot of Survivor.
That's the problem, is I haven't listened to enough of that
yet. Kelly Clarkson mixtape.
But you know, I'll get around to that during the last few days of training here, and Saturday's gonna be big.
So are you gonna have like a whole flock of slaves at the end?
Oh, all I'm winning is like, to get the bet made, I had to finally step up. Like, fine, I will do anything you want for an entire week, and not that much is on the line for me. I'll win like a toy ocarina, and a Ninja Turtles T-shirt. That's awesome.
I'm okay with that.
So, I'm pretty excited about that. But, geez, I haven't really done anything outside of my home pinball related for the last few weeks.
Yeah. We wrapped up our league 2 weeks ago, or about a week and a half ago. And we were been using the pinportal.org software that Tony Policiano developed. And it ended up working out great. Once the season was over, the software automatically knew, hey, the season's over, and kind of sorted everything out. I lost by 3 points. I was pretty bummed, but I had a pretty bad night. I did get to see Kiss Army Wizard Mode, as the game called it, but it was not while I was playing. It didn't really do anything. I don't know if you guys have seen that yet.
No, I haven't seen it.
I didn't notice it really doing much.
I've not seen it.
Yeah. Nope. The last time I played Kiss was at Rocky Mountain.
Okay. He ended up with around 150 million. I forget what his final score was. It was the first time he'd played it in league play and only played the game like 2 or 3 times, but the guy was in my group and had a huge night. So that was kind of cool. And, ended up in second. So that was good enough, I guess. Beat by a 16-year-old. And then we talked about the Pindigo software, or as Tommy Skinner calls it, the Pindigo software, which takes the leaderboards off of Pinside and puts it in an app. Have you tried it out yet? Is it on Android yet?
I think they're still beta testing it, so I haven't had a chance to try it. But I haven't been on Pinside the last little bit, so I don't know.
If you're interested in beta testing, check out Cheesy Wiz on Pinside. I think he's still looking for beta testers, and he's supposed to launch the app soon. He's been updating it like every other day, which has been nice. I put up some more scores on that, and it's kind of cool, like giving me an incentive to track my high scores, which I never really had thought about. But it kind of puts that bug in your ear and has me thinking about it. When I have what feels like a good game, I'm taking the time to take a picture of it and enter it in. So it'll be pretty sweet. Pindigo or Pindigo, I don't know. It's the word indigo with a P in front of it, so I would assume Pindigo.
Is there a website for it?
No, it's an app. So when it launches, we'll let people know. But the guy that developed it, Cheesy Wiz, on Pinside. But we'll put a link in the show notes, or if he's cool with it. He seems pretty cool with it. He's emailed a couple times and seems like a easygoing dude. So
check it out.
Check it out. And I got an email this week from a lady. I fixed one of her EMs 4 years ago, and she posted on our local group that she was selling a game, and I had sent her an offer if she ever sold it, and I said, oh, I guess she didn't get my email or whatever, or I guess my offer is declined, I said, good luck. And she said she didn't get my email. So it's a 4 million BC, which is a Bally EM, a really cool layout, really cool art package with dinosaurs fighting and whatnot.
T-Rex is getting
And it's one of T-Rex getting stabbed in the gut by a Triceratops. It's one of my wife's favorite games, and so I ended up picking it up. So Nick Baldridge would be proud. I've been emailing him pictures to ask what this is and what that is. But we've been having a communication problem.
That shows.
Yeah, yeah, it's a really cool game, and it sure enough, I started it and it played. The flipper zipped, and everything but the lock worked. It actually has a 3-ball multi-ball in it. And it has the little 2-inch flippers, which I'm not a huge fan of, but it's still a great game.
Why are the cavemen just standing by watching this T-Rex get stabbed?
They're in awe.
You know why?
It's like when you see a fight, you pull out your cell phone and you just stand there filming it, right?
You know why?
I guess.
Why?
Because they're so shocked for a few reasons. One, we're going to get real nerdy here. Dinosaurs didn't exist while cavemen were around, but you guys didn't know that. And then let me ruin your childhood. T-Rex and Triceratops didn't exist at the same time. So.
Whoa.
Okay.
So they're like,
now for the nerdiness, did either of these or any of these exist in 4 million BC?
No. That was really recent, according to dinosaur history, right?
Why is his tibia sticking out?
That goes there.
Yeah.
They had those there.
Did pterodactyls exist in 4 million BC?
They're on the game.
Nope.
Yeah, Jeff, what's the story with pterodactyls?
They also weren't around at that time.
So every dinosaur lived at a different period? Is that why they all died off, because they were all lonely, or what?
No, it's just that T-Rex and Triceratops didn't overlap in their timelines.
Well, who was around with T-Rex then?
I'd have to look that up.
Brontosaurus? There's a giant Brontosaurus on there.
I don't know if they overlapped. For a long time, Brontosaurus isn't a real one, right? Didn't they figure out that was, like, a mistake?
Brachiosaurus.
Brachiosaurus is
Brontosaurus
real.
And Brontosaurus and Pluto for life.
What about, was it Stegosaurus? The one with the spikes on the back?
Stegosaurus is pretty cool.
Yeah.
He's on the side, on the... cabinet art.
Now, Jeff, did those plant species on the back glass exist at that time too?
Are they giant palm trees? See, palm trees, I don't think so. Giant ferns, I could buy.
Okay, so La Brea tar pits is a real thing. They had tar pits in the dinosaur age, and there's palm trees in California, so they must be coexisting, right?
With the caveman.
Right. Well, yeah.
Thanks.
Are we going to be on Pinball Backlash in 4 months?
How many we effed up emails are we going to get?
From your buddies at the dinosaur enthusiast websites you frequent, or what?
What's that?
I'm surprised you're dropping all this dinosaur knowledge, but you do have two young boys.
They're not into that yet, but they will be.
How do you know so much about the dinosaurs?
That's what I'm getting at. Yeah.
Why wouldn't I know things about dinosaurs, guys?
We don't know that much about dinosaurs.
Well, that's what I'm here for, so that you will also know that much about dinosaurs.
But you still didn't answer my question. How do you know so much about the dinosaurs?
I think this is a true fact, and I might be making this up, but I'm pretty sure that T-Rex to Triceratops was further apart in timeline than T-Rex to us. I think.
Okay.
That's how far apart they were.
So you better be posting some Neil deGrasse Tyson.
So T-Rex to caveman was more realistic than... Or T-Rex and caveman being together is more likely than T-Rex and Triceratops. And their death duel over there.
When did Woolly Mammoth come out?
Later.
That's the Ice Age.
That's post-mass extinction.
Okay, according to our Google research that we're looking up right now, T-Rex existed 65 million years ago. So
Triceratops was 65 million years.
Oh, Triceratops.
And then T-Rex was 85 to 65, so they very well could have lived at the same time.
No, they didn't. What else, Stegosaurus?
Myth busted.
We're researching the Stegosaurus. Stand by.
What's up with T-Rex's arms? I was thinking about it, and they don't reach his mouth, and they don't reach anything, really. Why does he even have them?
I don't know.
Stegosaurus was 150 million years ago, by the way. So none of these guys lived together, ever.
Well, T-Rex and Triceratops did.
No, they were 20 million years apart.
It said 85 to 65, so they could have lived together.
For a year.
They were like road dogs.
Well, T-Rex showed up and ate all the Triceratops that year, and so that's when they went extinct.
Yeah.
It's the same year, right?
I don't know why he had such little arms.
I think...
Okay, fair enough.
I think they were more for, like, Jeff. Balance rather than for using for anything.
They're for so balance? Think
that, yeah.
Let's assume that his
arms weighs, like, 50 tons.
Yeah, if he weighed, like, 50 tons and each of his arms weighed, like, 300 pounds.
He used to be a four-legged creature. And when they got sick of it, his arms got small.
Wouldn't his face be rubbed into the ground if he had...
He's the opposite of the gym guy who skips leg day and just works on the arms. He went the other way. So that's basically... That's Popeye. Yeah. He just only did leg day. That's it.
Maybe the arms were just put there for fist pumps.
Yeah. Gotta have that.
So he can hold his keys. He has a place to hang his keys.
So does this 4 million BC, is that a ramp I'm seeing in the back?
Yeah, it's a cliff. So you launch the ball, that's their skill shot. It goes up the cliff, and you want to get it to the highest switch without it going over the edge of the cliff.
Yeah.
And that'll light all your pop bumpers.
See, naturalistic, because cliffs are around during all those areas.
Yeah. Probably.
But no, it's...
Erosion was a thing, right?
Yeah, wind and water, yeah.
Everything I learned about dinosaurs I learned from issue 4 of Game Informer. I stopped right there. Okay, anyway. We effed up probably like 95 times in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah. Lots but of wrap-ups.
We'll get an email from like a disgruntled 11-year-old. Can school us all.
You can email Jeff at jeff@thepinballpodcast.com.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Yep, try that one. It was Ryan Grant. This is where we effed up. Ryan Grant was a listener who told us about the Harbor Freight key box. I thought it was Ryan, but I couldn't. I'm an idiot. Anyway, thank you, Ryan. And I messed up SparkyPinball.com's coupon code like 45 times, including in our Facebook posts. Yeah. So, sorry, Mark. I was confused. But you can still get his awesome product, SparkyPinball.com. All right.
Also, if I could just kind of interject for a second.
Certainly.
If anybody has any System 1 pinball machines they're looking to sell, feel free to email info@niftyled.com. Mm.
That email again, info@niftyled.com.
Thanks, Don.
Do you guys still offer the free shipping over $100? Is that...
Absolutely.
Is that just in America, or what if a guy in, like, Africa ordered over $100?
Yeah, there's an asterisk after that.
Okay,
so
all right.
If you're in another country, you're going to pay a little bit. But it is discounted.
Okay. Good to know. It didn't occur to me till this week. But now we got it settled.
Private. Yeah, and it's $5 shipping within the USA if it's under $100. And you get your fancy French fry tray with every order.
Sweet.
Autographed by both Nate and Daniel.
Yeah, I keep meaning to post a picture of my autographed French fry tray.
They won't actually be autographed. If you put in the shipping instructions, please autograph French fry tray, we will autograph it, but they don't automatically come autographed.
Do you sign at Hollywood Nate or just Nate?
You need to specify the shipping instructions, Don.
Okay. we got a new game announced, guys.
Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones. New Stern. It's official.
Yes, it is.
We can talk about it finally. Yes. Well, sort of, because they haven't released any pictures, so we got to act like we haven't seen those, right? Yeah.
Which means I'll edit the show. The pictures will come out before I release it, and we'll be talking about how there's no pictures. Yeah. But that's fine.
Okay.
If it's strictly based on the show, I'm going to have to guess that there's going to be a naked girl somewhere in the game.
Oh, there better be. No. That would be with the new... With the Whoa Nelly flashback, there's not going to be any naked women.
Whoa Nelly.
Whoa Nelly. There will probably be like an Ellie variant down the road.
Of Whoa Nelly?
Of Whoa Nelly, yeah, with the different backlash. No, of Game of Thrones.
Whoa.
Like a Targaryen.
Whoa.
Tardarian?
Targaryen edition.
A Joey Lawrence version, yes.
What's her name? The cute blonde one?
Sarah Connor? We talked about her on the last episode.
Daenerys.
Yeah, isn't that... Yeah, she's the one that played Sarah Connor also. Yeah.
Yeah. Dead to me. Did you guys watch the show? Jeff, you do, right?
Game of Thrones? I watched the first two seasons. I've read all the books, and I'm far behind on the
show.
I've heard about the season finale recently, and... I guess a lot of people aren't happy with that, even though I don't watch the show.
Don't spoil it.
I've heard.
Okay.
You've heard things.
Don't spoil it, Daniel. Yeah, I heard there was a lot of issues in that last episode. And I think the Facebook news thing spoiled it about 35 times, which is awesome. Yeah, the show is pretty hard to swallow, in my opinion. Luckily, my wife was with me to kind of explain it. But I'm hoping the pin... It's still exciting, you know, dragons and whatnot. It should still make sense.
Before,
even if you're not into the show.
You press the start button, and like before it will like kick the ball out, it gives you like 8 minutes of backstory.
There's a crawl, yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, we'll look forward to what the game looks like.
Yeah. I just wonder how far forward they're going to take the story, or if they're going to have to keep things pretty general, because there's so much left to unfold.
I would guess season one, or real generic, like, no death kind of things.
Yeah.
No character deaths, rather.
Just kind of, like, collect the characters, and I don't know. It would be interesting, because there's so much story left to tell on that.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at Walking Dead. Walking Dead went up through season three, I think, but it was real generic. It just had locations.
Right.
No characters in the actual game.
And that works.
I'm assuming it'll be similar. Yeah. I saw somebody had ordered an LE already. He's never seen the show, but he said a Steve Ritchie LE. I'm all in.
It's confidence, man.
I guess.
That's crazy.
Yeah, especially because Stern, they have some great LEs and pros, but or premiums, but not necessarily every game is worth the upgrade. They've been kind of hit or miss.
Yeah, like, I think you're fine getting a Pro Metallica.
Pro Metallica, Pro Mustang, probably good.
Yeah.
I think Pro Metallica is a really good choice.
Yeah. Pro Star Trek's fine. Whereas, like, an X-Men, you probably... Pro's good, but the LE's kind of worth the jump.
AC/DC.
Walking Dead, the LE might be worth the dump. AC/DC, yeah. Jump, not dump.
Yeah.
I'd say probably the last game, in my opinion, that was really worth it for the LE would be AC/DC.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, not as gingerbready. And that, was that the last? No, Star Trek was the last Steve Ritchie game.
Yes.
I was talking to somebody, it might have been John Cossin. How Steve, or no, as Joe Zinkus brought up, how Steve Ritchie really hasn't had a bad game in like 30 years.
So who's the new Steve Ritchie when Steve Ritchie decides to retire?
That's the thing. There are no new designers.
I think
Borg's young enough to be around for a while.
Yeah, I guess.
But yeah, they do need to bring some.
Our youngest guy's been in the hobby for 25 years.
Yeah. Yeah, they need to bring some people up. Like, John, I think we could create a great pinball machine.
I disagree.
Yeah, it would suck.
There's Jeff, a lot of what's good... your idea for a theme?
My idea for a theme? Yeah. Oh, anytime that asks, I whine for the same one, and I always whine for Ghostbusters.
But Ghostbusters has been thought of already.
I know, but that's...
You want a new thing?
Like, if I was to do, like, an original thing, you mean?
Yeah. Or something that nobody's ever thought of before.
It can, dinosaurs in their own...
Something that's not been integrated.
Yeah, dinosaurs in their proper eras. That's right.
That's right.
No, I...
Factual dinosaur fights.
I think that I would love to see a non-crappy Ninja Turtles. I'd love to see a non-crappy Star Wars. But if it's an original theme, I don't know, man. Like, original stuff's hard.
What about a Quentin Tarantino film?
None of those.
Well, it's the same as Ghostbusters, and it's something that hasn't been done.
Well, it's not something that hasn't been done, but something that hasn't been integrated into pinball.
Hmm.
Oh, because of the app? Because somebody was working on a Kill Bill one, like a year ago.
Were they?
Yeah. They did at least the D&D animations.
I knew nothing about it.
I don't recall seeing a playfield. Did you guys see the Nightmare Before Christmas homebrew?
No, but that sounds interesting.
It's really far along. The white wood is all LED'd out and everything now. I think they use Comet LEDs, though. I'm not sure.
Oh, come on.
I'd love some...
They possibly used...
Yeah. I'd love to see some sort of Disney-themed ones. There's a lot of properties that could work well.
Yeah, Disney would be good. Disney would use nifty LEDs, just saying.
They had to, yeah. Get that shipping
Medieval
discount.
Medieval Madness Remake used nifty LEDs.
Get that free shipping. Yeah, speaking of which, nice segue there, bud. Did you guys see the new dots on Medieval Madness?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they look pretty rad.
Yeah, they do. How weird is it that we're getting excited about, like, a Genesis-era graphics on a pin?
No.
Especially when we have Wizard of...
Genesis came out 24 years ago.
We have Wizard of Oz out there with the LCD, and here we are excited over upgraded graphics on the Medieval Madness.
Yeah. It does look really good. If the listeners haven't seen it, they took the Medieval Madness dots and they upped the resolution by 4. So basically they changed the art. There's a lot more detail in all the art. But the actual emotion, I guess, the direction is still the same. Yeah, it looks awesome. I don't know.
The
dragon is pink.
Followed the Apple mentality and just taking this screen and just making it more detailed.
Yeah, it works though. It's a noticeable upgrade, but I still think if you had that game next to a Wizard of Oz, people would automatically think, "Oh yeah, that's a lot older." Next to like a Metallica, they'd probably think it was newer.
Yeah. Those dots had a lot of good action and movement in them. So when they just clarified and stuff, I mean, they look really good.
Mm-hmm. Who's the programmer? It's the guy that was working for Zidware.
It was John Papadoop.
No, I'm serious. No, I'm serious. It's the guy who did the animations for Magic Girl.
I know, but when you say it that way, everyone's like, wait, what?
Yeah, what? Anyway, and they were talking about the upgrade price. Do you have any thoughts on that? I heard the guys on this Flippin' podcast were talking about it, and it had me thinking, like, that thing it needs to be free or, like, $40 or something.
And what did it come out to be?
No, they haven't said yet, but if they charge $100 or $200 just for a ROM, I don't know.
I'd be disappointed.
Yeah, that feels wrong.
It's hard to know how much work
the, $40,
The LED screen is already there.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, there's no hardware.
This is pretty reasonable, in my opinion.
$40?
20 to 40.
Yeah, $40 times 1,000 is $40,000.
Yeah.
Where they sold 1,000 the first day, so... And assuming not everybody's going to upgrade, but the majority, I would assume, would be interested in it.
You know, really, the people that went out and bought the LE should really get it for free.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that was a big enough difference.
You got in day one or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I almost think that they should just make it for free for everybody because Stern doesn't make upgrades to the software for free for certain individuals. They make it for free for everybody. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's just my kind of opinion.
Yeah, patches are free, but patches, I don't know. They didn't release it with half the dots.
True.
But it shouldn't have been released with all the dots to begin with, and they just didn't have the time to do it?
Well, I think the majority of the people are going to get their games with all the dots because they're so far behind on shipping.
True.
I don't understand the huge discrepancy in shipping. People got their games in March, and then there's still people don't have their games. It's, I don't know.
It's the trims. I believe they've run two trims now. I don't believe that they've ran black yet, though. I think they did gold and stainless, and they haven't done black yet, if I'm remembering right.
I don't know. I know people who ordered gold and still don't have their game. And people who did and have had it since March. I don't know. Another weird thing is all three companies are making dragon-themed games right now. You got Medieval, Game of Thrones, and Hobbit.
True.
We need a stay-at-home dad theme. Yeah. Really rock the boat.
Yeah. Would you pre-order that, Don?
No. I can't afford it. Yeah.
If you had a stay-at-home dad theme, you'd probably want to include a nice blanket with trees and mountains and stuff on it.
That sounds nice.
Definitely add some bears.
Yeah. Possibly facing each other with an intimate look in their eye.
Yeah
That sounds warm. That's a very inside
yeah joke. That's nobody can possibly get that out there.
Nope
That's a hint to the next Stern game.
Daniel knows something. X-Men Color DMD is out. It looks, that's a game that will look great with dots.
Are you saying that with a period or an exclamation point?
Exclamation point.
Three of them.
Okay.
And a question mark. Yes. I want to see it in person. They always look better in person. It looked like they had a lot of dark blues in there, which kind of threw me. But in person, it probably looks a lot better.
Are you dark blue colorblind?
No, it was overwhelming my senses.
Okay.
A lot of Gambit's weird headband hat thing. What is that called? Turtleneck?
It keeps on going.
Extreme turtleneck?
It keeps on going.
Yeah, it stops at
his
hair.
Turtle forehead.
With the hole for the face.
It's definitely not a neck.
And it's not really a hat. It doesn't cover
face.
His head.
I don't know.
It's not a mask. It doesn't cover his face.
It's a half price ski mask. I don't know.
It's a backwards baklava or whatever. Baklava?
Baklava is a dessert.
Baklava?
Yeah, I married a Greek chick. Baklava, yes. Why don't we just name it something else, like a head knit or something?
Yeah.
Face mask. Face mask
it's
is
too easy.
That's all we need, right? Yeah. Baklava. Pintips.net. Have you guys checked this site out?
No.
Pintips.net. It is a site that kind of just, it's exactly what it sounds like. Gives you tips on how to play a variety of games. And it's sort of like a wiki format where you can enter in tips and then people can vote them up or vote them down. Or you can put in games to suggest, like, hey, I want some tips on this game or that game.
That's a good idea.
It's a great idea, yeah. I heard about it from Taylor VA and... We were complaining about this a couple of months ago that there wasn't anything like this when you're entering a Papa tournament or something. And you've never played like Abracadabra, let's say. You just want some quick scoring tips. So now they're right there. Actually, I'll give an example for Abracadabra. Now let's do 24. Lots of people want to know about 24. 24. So one of them would be Super Jackpot is the halfway point to completing any multi-ball. When Super is lit, collecting it will add a ball and give ball save. So there you go. You register, you can enter your tips, and then you can vote them up or down. That one is under the multi-ball category, but there's general stuff like shooting lit 24 shots advances the modes. So it's like a Cliff's Notes for the rules.
So for the three people out there, looking for 24 tips.
Yes.
Shoot the sniper when the sniper is available to be shot.
How dare you? Yes.
Daniel and I have been working on something. Maybe we can get your input on this, but we're looking at creating a website that has images of pinball machines because IPDB is great for pinball machine images, but some of them aren't very good. So we kind of want to add images of our own to get detail where the IPDB images don't get.
Like specific plastics or posts or that kind of thing? Or just anything?
Well, sometimes you need a shot under the play field in a certain spot of the play field, and people can either request a certain image or just better images than what would be on IPDB, because a lot of them aren't high res.
Yeah, they're pretty rough. There's a Google app where it's kind of like Panorama. A friend showed me, David, he was showing me a playfield a couple of years ago using it, but you could, you know, move your camera all over the playfield and then you could zoom into each little area and it would go into a high def shot. So you'd like be digging in. It was like Google Earth, but for pins. He made it for a pin though.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that is a good idea. All right, edit this out and we'll work on that. No, you're exactly right. We'll talk about our featured five here in a minute, but when I was researching it, a lot of the stuff I wanted to find out isn't online. There's video that isn't there, or even still images that just aren't there. So it was just a lot of people typing, you know, writing about it, and me having to use my mind's eye. I think you're onto something.
I like it.
All right. Jeff likes it. Yeah,
it's about all the endorsement you need.
Yeah, good idea.
Jeff and Don like it. That's the advertising campaign that we'll have to run with.
Their hot takes.
Yeah. Go forward. Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys good to keep going?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We had two keep flip part outs. We haven't done them in a while, so I thought we'd throw them in here. We got this one from Chris Healy in Orlando. Are you guys familiar with this segment?
No.
No. Okay. What we do is we make fun of South Park and Maverick the whole time. So if you can get on board with that.
I can join in the Maverick hate.
Okay. I think you need a little more toilet humor on the podcast. How about a keep flip part out with a list of pins with toilets on the playfield? Off the top of his head, he thought of Junkyard, South Park, and Austin Powers. There's also Lethal Weapon 3.
So only the idea is...
Hmm. Yeah, all the good ones. So the idea is you will name, it's kind of like Murder F, or what is it? Murder F Mary?
Yeah.
You know? You pick three classmates? Or Jeff would pick coworkers, I guess? You pick a game to keep, a game to flip.
I couldn't kill a coworker, Don. I'd lose my... You know what? I couldn't do any of those three things to a coworker. I'd lose my job.
If you're their slave...
I can't. I don't think that
you'd
killing
have,
is allowed.
You'd have... Just, what is it? Just cause?
Just, no? Yeah. He's like, well, I did sign a contract. And...
I was a slave. Okay. Jeff, you want to start? Junkyard, South Park, Austin Powers.
Okay. So I would keep the Junkyard. I would flip the Austin Powers and I would part out the South Park. And probably just be giddy the whole time I was taking it apart.
Pulling the figures out.
Like, oh, unplayable. So yeah, that's definitely the way I go.
Part it out with a sledgehammer.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a delicate parting. So.
So you like South Park better than Austin Powers?
No, I'd sell the Austin Powers after I kept it for a little while. How dare you imply that?
What about Nate? What would you do?
I think I would probably do the same as Jeff.
Okay, fair enough. Daniel, you're on the same
not
boat?
Not very or? Interesting, but that's...
I'm on a little bit different boat here, so I'd keep Junkyard, I'd flip South Park, and I'd part out Austin Powers, because it's basically the same thing as Iron Man, and if there's Iron Man owners that need parts out there, I can... sell it to them.
Same ramp, right?
Yeah.
And you could take the laser and put it in your Walking Dead LE.
There we go.
Yeah.
And groovy, baby. Really, Austin Powers is a pretty lame game.
It is an awful game. I would do the same as Daniel. I would flip the South Park because Ops will use that to make some money. And Junkyard is easily the best of those three. Yeah, Austin Powers is terrible. Oh, I played that Austin Powers PS1 game, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Was that as bad as it seemed like it would be?
It's better than I expected. But oddly enough, the spinner on the Dr. Evil table is the same as the Austin Powers pin. There's a mini-me spinner. I thought
maybe we can, maybe we can request Oryk to make an alternate backglass for Austin Powers.
That's all the game needs, right?
Yeah. That's it. Okay. It's just the backglass that's off.
No, the whole game is horrible.
Oh.
It is a really bad game.
Oh, behavior.
I remember when Jersey Jack was like drumming up interest for Wizard of Oz initially. He said, you know, I've got a collection at home. I like some games. I like Austin Powers. I know a lot of people don't. And he would bring that up in every time, every speech we saw him. So it has its fans.
I guess the Austin Powers and South Park do have one thing in common. They both have toilets on the playfield.
Oh.
That's the theme, Daniel. This junkyard.
Daniel's internet's lagged by 4 minutes. Don't worry about it.
Sorry.
That's okay. He's sitting right next to Nate, but that's all right.
Somehow, yeah, Nate's is working now.
That's okay. Good call, Daniel. Remember, Jeff, he's paying us. We got to be
agreeable. Oh, shoot.
You got it, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be impartial.
And then Taylor Reese wrote in Genie Circus Paragon. Three super wide bodies. All right, Daniel, you can go first this time. Genie Circus, Gottlieb Circus, and Paragon.
Okay, I would say I'd keep the Genie. And if you've seen my Facebook posts, you kind of see why. Because I've got two of them in my garage right now to make one good one.
Yeah.
And then it flipped the circus. Because, you know, a lot of people want that game. The back glasses in particularly are very valuable just because it's really hard to find a nice one. And the Paragon I'd part out just because I hate that game.
you could a roof right there. Just take the playfield, put it over your house. That thing's got to be like at least 10 by 30.
It's like a washing machine to me.
Yeah, it's huge. That thing.
All right, Jeff, what about you?
Actually, I go the same route. I've wanted a genie for a long time. Is that the same genie that was at Adam's place?
Negative.
So I've played Adam's genie. I've not played your genies. But,
well, our genie's not done yet.
Okay. Well, I have always liked genie. Man, every time I say genie, it sounds weirder. So I keep that. I would flip the circus. I would definitely want to hang on to that for a while before doing so. And I agree, I'd part out the Paragon, maybe keep the back glass, let the rest go.
Mm-hmm. Nate, what do you think?
Well, I'm taking this as what we already have. I'm considering what we already have. So Daniel and I have a very nice genie. We have a new old stock playfield. So I would part genie out, assuming that the one that we would receive is less than what we have. So I'd part the genie out. I would keep the circus because that's not something that we have. And then I would flip the Paragon because we could probably make the most money on that game since a lot of people tend to like that. So...
I think I'm different both than anybody. I'd keep the genie. I would part the circus. Mm-hmm. Give those parts to Nick Baldridge. Damn it, did it again. And I'd flip the Paragon because, yeah, a lot of people like the
game. You guys
game.
Ever listen to Nick Silver's podcast?
I'm not a huge fan of it. Nick Silver's, yeah.
Nick Silver's?
Yeah. No. The Four Coast Amusements.
Yes. We only listen to one podcast, and that is the
podcast.
Yeah.
Can we put on there?
Here's our new tagline.
Nifty LED likes it.
You can put that on there. It's an endorsement officially. Cool. Nifty LED likes the pinball podcast.
Yeah, got it. I like that. Low standards. All right, let's talk about our featured sort of five. So we're going to talk about, if everybody's good to go, yep. We're going to talk about video modes in games. It's a hot topic. A lot of people don't like them, and the rest of us are indifferent. I don't know anybody that loves video modes.
Yeah, I don't think anyone has a true love for them out there. But
even the good ones aren't great. But
they're something.
I'd have to agree with that.
They're decent. So I made a list of, I don't know, a couple different categories and kind of narrowed it down into a top five. But there's a couple I just straight up haven't seen. And I want to talk about those too. And I made a little list of the worst ones. We had a lot of input on this specific topic. Do you want to do top fives first and then just go into listener comments afterwards, Jeff?
Yeah. Mine's obviously, as I usually do, not in any specific order.
Yeah, neither is mine.
And I actually think my list, a lot of people disagree with, because what I look for to get out of video modes is probably a little bit different than what other people like. But one that people don't generally seem to like, but I do, is I like the video mode in Attack from Mars. So that'd be my first one. I like one because it's pretty simple and you can immediately understand it. There's decent rewards for doing well on it. And I don't know, like if you just bomb it, it's not that big of a consequence. So it fits fine in with the game. So
that's the, it's sort of Space Invaders.
Yeah, maybe? And you can kind of just sweep back and forth, but it gets a little bit more challenging the further you get into it. But I don't know, a lot of people don't like it. I actually do.
What do they call it? Martian Attack or something?
No, that's the, when the Martians start jumping up and down. It's just called Video Mode, as far as I know. The Mothership attacks or whatever at the end. And
is it pretty easy to take out the Mothership?
Yeah, I mean, none of it's hard. Especially if you just kind of keep sweeping back and forth. But it's a little harder at the end. So what will happen is now Taylor will write in and talk about his deep strategies for completing the Video Mode. So
that's okay. We could use it.
We could hear that. You can put it on Thinkpix for all I care.
Did you guys make top fives? Or do you just want to talk generally?
You know, I really tried to think about this. And I thought about it all week when I found out what the theme was. And I had a hard time trying to come up with a list of five. I want to give a little shout out to RVA Pinball on Instagram. Because he mentioned Fishtails. And I got to agree. I know you guys aren't fans.
It does have a good video mode.
But
we did mention that.
I'm not sure I know of any other video modes that give an extra ball. Like, you can get an extra ball every time in the video mode on Fishtails, as long as you hit enough boats and just...
You can't attack from Mars.
Yeah, Medieval Madness, but it's setting based. But I wouldn't say every time. Yeah, you're shooting, for people that obviously can't see it, you're shooting jet skiers with a harpoon, right?
I'm sorry?
You're shooting a harpoon at them or something, right?
Yeah, like a harpoon or a gun or something.
Sniper. Yeah, you're shooting people with a gun in the middle of a fishing game.
With a high-powered assault rifle.
Right. On the beltway, yeah.
I gotta disagree with Jeff, though. I really think that the Attack from Mars video mode is... In fact, that was on my top five least.
Yeah, most people don't like it very much.
It's just like Missile Command. There's nothing to it. It's nothing special, and it's just, meh. I love the game, but I don't like the
video. Yeah, most people don't.
Yeah, it's on my worst list. A lot of people mention not liking
your
that
list one. Is the worst list.
It's not my list. I made a community list, and then I highlighted the ones I like. Dick. Fishtails is actually among my top five.
Okay.
Okay.
Another one that came up a lot is Johnny Mnemonic. This one is super love-hate.
Yeah, very cool.
But this is one that pretty much everybody, if you play two games on Johnny Mnemonic, you'll probably play the video mode. It's very easy to start and difficult to master, I guess. Eric Eichhorst mentioned to use one button at a time, which is a good strategy. But the idea is sort of a Geometry Wars game where you're running a little block around picking up other blocks. It's tough, but it's fun. It's really satisfying when you nail them all.
Yeah.
And it's deeper and different enough than any other.
The first time you play it, it's stupid, though, because you have no idea what to do.
Yeah, you're just jamming it into the corner the whole time.
Then it gets better.
Right. Daniel, were you kind of...
I've got just kind of a honorable mention in that it's rare to, I guess, talk about Gottlieb System 3 games and that...
Gottlieb System 3 video mode?
Yeah. Oh, well, there's a game called Mushroom World. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. It's the little mini, the miniature one with the yellow cabinet.
Yeah, Mario. Super Mario.
So that one's got two video modes, actually. It's got the tail attack, and then it's got the traditional side-scroll Mario mode where you're jumping over kind of the, you know, jumping from...
Goombas and Koopa.
Kind of plateau to plateau and...
Like over gaps and stuff.
Jumping over the ghosts. So I think that one's kind of neat. Really, and not that many people ever get to play that game, so...
What is the tail attack one or whatever? What is it? Tail search?
Yeah, you've got your raccoon costume on and it's throwing the turtle shells at you and you kind of got to swipe at them as they come towards you.
Oh, cool. Tanuki suit,
yeah,
by the
I
way.
Wanted,
I don't
that,
get any hate mail.
I was itching.
From Jeff?
I had that game and I didn't want to sell it. It was just one of those things where I got a really good deal on it and then someone wanted to pay an obscene amount for it, so I let it go. But yeah, that was actually going to be on my top 5 as far as video modes. The little jumping one. It's really well done.
I also forgot about Creature of the Black Lagoon, and I think that's a really fun video mode. It's just like a fight scene. Good. You're trying to hit the Peeping Tom. That's a fun one.
Yeah, that one's really cool. That came up on like everybody's best of list. But there's also a Fatality in it. Have you seen this? Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
If you hit both flipper buttons when your score is revealed at the end, you'll punch his head off and it says Fatality.
I know.
Does he bleed?
It's an Easter egg.
Is that like an ode to Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, well, yeah, it was the same company, right? Same guys? Yeah. Yes, a definite nod to Mortal Kombat. It was a lot. I didn't expect it. I thought it was like a home ROM or something. But no, it's legit. Okay, Jeff, what's your next one?
Okay, so I like the Indiana Jones minecart one quite a bit. I think that was a lot of fun. So, I mean, it's just one of those twitchy ones, but it's fun. I like it. So, Indiana Jones has like 3, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's really right.
Yeah, I mean, that's another game I owned, but the minecart one's the only one that really sticks out as one I really like. So.
I think there's a shooting one in there, right? Or no, a fight.
Yes.
I know there's one where you select you pick the chalice. Does that count as a video mode?
I mean, technically, I guess.
It's on the DM.
And you know. I guess the Congo video mode is essentially like just guessing and selecting stuff, but I don't know. I think it's kind of fun too.
I like the Congo one. It seems to be always random.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, there may be a set number of them, but
you get good prizes if you win. You get like 25 crystals or whatever. Diamonds. Yes. Crystal not nearly as valuable in the Congo. Yeah.
Crystals are not valuable in Congo.
Or
the
anywhere.
Democratic Republic of Congo.
yeah. One of my favorites, Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Rules.
That might be my straight up favorite. Yeah, it's a first person shooter. It feels great. Like the controls just feel awesome, and these wolves are just running right at you, and you got your pistol, your 6 silver bullets or whatever it is. The closer they get to you, the higher the point value is. So you want them to like right on top of you before you shoot them. Very fun. Very twitchy.
It gets really hard.
It does, but like not too hard. Just the right amount of challenge.
Satisfying hard.
Yes, satisfying. You feel like a badass when you take them all down. Yeah. Okay, your next one? Or was that it?
Me? You back to me on this?
You talking to Jeff?
Yeah, because I think the guys already went. Did you guys already go? You guys are gone, right? Done. Just sit in silence till
we're done. Shut up for a while.
I didn't really have a list.
Right.
We're watching the bear quilt.
Is that still on?
Yes, it is.
What? Awesome.
There's no bears.
I actually...
Oh, those are bears.
Those are bears. They're upside down.
I thought they were mountains.
Two California flags facing each other.
Okay, so my last one I was going to mention. It's funny because we talked about the game, but I actually think Junkyard shooting the toast at the dog is kind of well done. That's where the girl's running away from the dog and you have to shoot the toast and hit the dog to stop him, and it gets a little bit faster and harder as it goes. It's never super challenging, but it's integrated well within what you're doing in the game, the theme and stuff, so that one's pretty good.
Yeah, that is a good one. Now, is she... I've always imagined she's, like, running through shower stalls. Is that weird?
It kind of looks like she might be. I mean, she's...
Because she's not wearing shoes,
no,
right?
No, she's barefoot.
I never, like, was like, hey, yeah, there's a naked chick running around. But when I was thinking about it today, I was like, yeah, didn't she run around in the shower with a dog?
Maybe the dog's chasing her from the shower? I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, by default, you pretty much picture every girl is in the shower, so whatever.
Well, pretty much, yeah. This whole marriage license thing's got me all worked up. That chick's a real fox. Kim Davis. Okay. Timely reference when someone listens to this in like 5 years. Who's Kim Davis? I can't see the bears
Davis
now.
Is a fox? Where are the bears?
He was blocking the bears.
No, they're there.
They're there.
You missed it.
That's funny that you noticed so quickly. That means you've really been watching the bears.
I just clicked over to it when they said something to see if the quilt was getting any damper.
Why would it be getting damp?
You don't know Jeff. All right, Jeff, was that... Is that yours?
For all you people at home.
We need a screen cap that.
Jeff is saying some very vulgar language on the camera.
There are like countless people that have never heard me say a swear word.
That is
true. It's their life's goal to make me swear in front of them. I've got a group of friends that really just want to make me swear, so they just try and make me mad all the time. The problem is I don't, like, get mad. Like, that's a thing that doesn't happen to me. And I have other friends. You remember Don,
Yeah, I remember Don.
Remember Don? Don just wants me to stop podcasting. No, so I have one group of friends that wants me to swear, and then I have another group of friends that wants me to drink. Because I don't drink.
You're talking about Lee? Lee would be in both camps, right?
No, Lee's just too chill for that.
No.
You haven't met Katie, Don, that you've heard of and seen her. She wants me to drink.
Yeah, my betrothed.
Yeah, you're betrothed. She wants to know how you're doing. How you doing?
I'm fine, but we're talking about pinball right
now. Okay, you're fine. Jeff. That's fine. So anyway, don't believe Nifty saying I'm saying vulgarities on the podcast. Cause...
You're not saying them. You're just writing them on your phone and showing us.
Does that count?
Thank you for flying us out, by the way.
He's going to blame it on the bears.
No.
The bears.
We can move on.
What's your next one, Jeff?
No, that was it. Like, I mean, there's some other video modes that I think are fine, but the Shadow has a pretty good one.
The Perbatoss?
Anything called a Perbatoss, whatever you do is good, so...
Isn't that what it is? You're throwing knives at things, or you're throwing knives at pervas or something?
Yeah.
Something's happening.
Something does happen there.
A lot of people mentioned it, and I know I've played it, but I don't recall.
Let's see. I wrote some notes down, so let me check my notes.
I'll do my last one here.
Okay, go for it.
And that is that's Apollo 13. Now, supposedly there's a hidden video mode, but I could not find any information about it because Nate has not started his in-depth pinball picture site. But the base the base mode is just like a shuttle landing thing. It's basically Lunar Lander.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Use the flippers to, like, it is cool. Like, there's different landing pads, and they're in different valleys, and you're using the flippers to go up, down, or side to side. Or you automatically go down, but you can go up or side to side and try and land gently on these landing pads. It's really cool. It's like a full, it's like a fleshed out video game, like right in there.
So how'd you hear about this?
I saw it on the YouTubes. So that one I can
there's
post
more
a picture
than one
of.
YouTube?
On one of them, yes. There's a red one and then the regular one. Never mind.
The red YouTubes?
Yes. Oh, no.
I'll post a video to it. Anyway, it looks really cool. And I'm awful at that game, but man, what a fleshed out video mode. It's really cool. And also, I kind of like Theater Magic. A lot of people don't like that one.
I don't.
Where you're playing pinball.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't feel right, but I like that they had the ambition to try it.
Wait, you're playing pinball?
You're playing pinball on the DMD. Yeah. There's a virtual pinball.
You're already playing real pinball, so why would you want to play video pinball?
Because it's kind of cool. It's fun. It's different. It works. But it doesn't work that good.
Would you say the Judge Dredd chase thing counts as a video mode?
I don't think it does.
But if it did, that's pretty awesome.
People have mentioned it. Because you're still playing pinball at the time.
Right. I would like the video modes to be more hybrid. Like, I mean, Jurassic Park shooting the raptor doesn't count as one, but I think it's kind of cool that you have to drop your hand off the flipper and quickly shoot it, interact. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, same with Lethal Weapon 3.
Yeah.
Michael Paul Schmidt actually mentioned on Instagram that there's the toilet mode is very difficult to get to, the toilet video mode on Lethal Weapon. But yeah, Lethal Weapon, just wait for the twinkle in somebody's eye, and then that's when you shoot. That's the pro tip there.
Yeah.
There's also a punching minigame, but it's basically impossible to win it. what the heck else are I going to tell you?
I think that Stern should put an unwinnable video mode in one, just to troll people and see who comes on Pinside Lies about finishing it. Pretty good.
Do you guys know what the video mode in Tommy is?
No, I just know that a lot of people say it sucks.
Yeah, everybody says it sucked. I don't know anything about it, though. Oh, actually, that is one of the few ones that has a YouTube clip, and I just forgot to watch it. Okay, just sit there quietly while I watch this clip.
Boy.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's only 32 seconds.
Yeah. So there's a plane. Oh,
is it the bombing?
It's like a River Raid.
Yeah, you bomb. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that one is garbage.
That's basically the same as Corvette, Getaway, T2, Guns N' Roses, Harley, Indy 500. They all have the exact same video mode. You're just driving back and forth.
Harley, you end up at Sturgis at the end, though. Can't beat that.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, but you're running over people
Donald,
on the way there.
When you're editing this, you need to add in the Price is Right. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I do. I keep hearing a beep the entire time we've been recording. I don't know what that's all about.
I don't know. I hear my dog barking. And I'm hoping that you don't think that's a beep sound, because that'd be really weird. And you mentioned it right after he barked, so maybe?
Oh, maybe. He's got that exact notification sound.
I don't hear any
He's
beeps.
Like a parrot. Next time it does it, I'll mention it. Some of the worst that people mentioned were Harley Davidson and GNR. Well, I don't know why you're running over people. That seems weird. Cue Ball Wizard has a couple of them, and nobody seems to like those.
Doesn't Maverick have a card playing
one? Maverick does.
Yeah.
Maverick, High Roller Casino, and Star Trek Next Gen all have card games in them. Let's see here. Junkyard.
Circus Voltaire looks like it gets an honorable
mention. Yeah, that stupid kangaroo thing.
Yeah, they all suck in Circus. Oh, the kangaroo's at least better than Simon Says. I hate that
thing. Yeah, that's dumb too.
So lame. And it's like ugly as hell. They're just two big boxes. Why didn't they like put like a little some kind of art on there?
It's unfinished, man.
Doctor Who's is pretty lame looking.
The jumping.
Yeah.
That's okay, but it's yeah, it's just unimaginative, I'd say.
Black Rose, I think, has 4 video modes, or maybe 5, but they all kind of suck. Oh, I thought you were going to go meta and show us a camera looking at the quilt.
No. Just trying to think. Baywatch has the Wave Runner scene. That one's kind of dodgy.
That one's cool.
Yeah.
It is. It's in the same vein, but it looks really nice. Do you guys know what the last video mode released was on a commercial pin?
Oh, wow. That's
it actually got trivia. Released.
Star Wars Episode 1?
No.
More
recent. Episode 1 didn't have a video mode.
Pure video mode.
The whole thing's video mode.
The whole thing's right? A video mode. Oh. It's a Stern game.
Yeah, I knew Stern.
Came out, I think 2004.
It's not High Roller, is it?
Elvis?
No, it's not High Roller, but High Roller does have video modes.
Elvis?
Elvis has a cool bad one. Yeah, that's right.
Elvis has Guitar Hero, a really bad Guitar Hero. Or like DDR, kind of. I totally forgot about it because it's ugly and not very fun. And Pinball Magic has 2 Atari 2600 games built into it. But I've never seen them in person.
I haven't either.
You can get bowling if you enter your initials as BWL, and you can get the Atari version of Knight Driver if you enter NTD or NDR. There's no clarity on which one. And some game has Break Shot in it, but I couldn't remember which one it was. Like a Break Shot ripoff, but it's an Easter egg.
Hmm.
Does that ring a bell with anybody? That one I've actually played.
I don't know what that is.
Not in Break Shot, by the way.
So which game would you choose to put a video mode in that doesn't have one already?
That's a good question.
The Simpsons seems like it could have so many possibilities for something good.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I haven't thought through what exactly.
I'd say Wizard of Oz, man.
Yeah.
Some next-gen graphics. Or Hobbit. Put a dungeon crawler in Hobbit. Iron Man, yeah. You could do a lot of stuff with Iron Man.
Yeah, like it.
You could do his palm. You could shoot bad guys.
Drones.
Yeah.
Drones or something.
Drones?
Drones. Dons. You could shoot dons.
You could shoot dons.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good question. I was thinking about it, and I don't own any games with video modes right now.
Tron,
you could put the actual old Tron games in there. Put disc in there, discs of Tron in there.
The disc would work really well, because you move up and down with the flippers, and then if you hit both to throw your disc, that worked perfectly.
There you go. I will give a shout out to the games that use trivia. I kind of like that. Like Star Wars Trilogy and NBA Fast Break. I think those are fun.
Yeah.
And it's like a quick points grab. And you learn something. They're edutainment.
No? Yeah. Like John Stockton and was from Utah Jazz.
Manute Bowl.
They need to make a Tom and Jerry pinball machine.
Yeah, that's hot with the kids. of the 50s. That would be cool. That is a good theme. Same with Roadrunner. Or Itchy and Scratchy. That's about as close as we got.
Oh man, the Roadrunner would be awesome.
Atari made one. It's not a DMD.
Wait, no, that's genius. Because look, think about it. You could have it to where you're playing as the coyote, because eventually you drain, right? Like, no matter what. And then every ball can end with it, you know, falling down the cliff.
That'd be fun.
Perfect.
Cool.
There'd be dynamite. There'd be roadblocks. There'd be cliffs.
There'd be pinball.
Yeah. That's a great theme. Or like one of those.
But Jeff would be mad because it wouldn't be correct. If he's got a problem with 4 million BC.
Roadrunners and coyotes live together. I've seen them in Albuquerque.
Oh, that's true.
But they're so little, aren't they? Like a foot tall?
Oh, yeah. Anatomically, they got it all wrong.
Roadrunners.
Roadrunners are pretty small. Yeah. And they're not colorful like that.
And they can't order from Acme catalogs either.
And they don't peel out and smoke.
You just can't make Jeff happy.
Jeff would be all pissed. They can't tie knots.
You know, on both. And that's one thing. The TV show, Roadrunner, all of the places all the places they show is really kind of southern Utah. But now we don't have roadrunners down there. They're down in New Mexico. So something's off.
It's all wrong.
Something stinks about that. But
how can you identify that the location where the Roadrunner cartoon was animated was in southern
because
Utah?
Because that's Utah Red Rock. This Moab.
How do you know we don't have Red Rocks here?
I know all about New Mexico.
I thought it was Death Valley, California.
It's definitely not that.
It is. No, Death Valley,
right? I know that's where it's supposed to be. And that's also problematic for the Roadrunners, right?
Maybe it's like Springfield on The Simpsons. It's everywhere and nowhere.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't want to blow this up. We're ruining childhoods. Dinosaurs, Roadrunners.
Stern could pick up that license pretty quickly and inexpensively.
On the cheap. You got the hookup or something?
Lynch's. They should do a Animaniacs. Man.
Another timely reference.
Tiny Teen Adventures. Yeah.
It went off the air in 94.
Next thing you're going to say, Power Rangers.
Power Rangers still around.
Big in Japan.
I think it's big here.
Maybe.
Well, I guess Game of Thrones is pretty new.
I think Animaniacs is more relevant than Kiss.
I was just going to say Kiss is like 4 years old.
Just saying.
Animaniacs would be pretty awesome. Pinky and the Brain? That'd be pretty sweet.
Or was that Tiny Teens? Larry, Moe, and Dot. What were their names?
You got Dot right.
Wacko, Yakko, and Dot.
There you go.
Okay, there it is.
I was more of a Tiny Toons kid.
I like Tiny Toons a little bit more, too.
That's because we were in high school then. That's a picture of New Mexico.
No. It's not your Death Valley Rally. See, that's where the Roadrunner ran around.
Death Valley, New Mexico. Okay, guys. Are we good on this
one? I think so.
We beat the horse. I did want to say Medieval Madness. That one sucks because it's freaking hard to get to. You have to light fire 8 times. What the hell, man? No one ever does that.
It's not even rewarding. Once you get to the video mode, it's not even rewarding.
It's hard.
It's lame.
It's kind of cool, like chasing vultures off of babies, though. I like that. It's pretty metal. And Champion Pub has a cool one with the Spittoon. It's a fun one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's not bad.
If we missed any, write us pinballpodcast@gmail.com. And you will not be entered to win anything. But we love you anyway. We'll mention you on the next show. Oh, and we didn't try to name all of them, but I think we named a lot of them.
All the video modes?
When we didn't name every game that had extra buttons on it, we got a lot of angry emails.
Oh. We definitely didn't name all the video modes.
That wasn't our goal. No, there's probably a couple. On some weird
Nor
Spanish
all
game.
The dinosaurs.
We did cover all the dinosaur talk we needed to.
Worst one is Tommy, just to have a drink break. Yeah, John Costner wrote that in. I guess, Tommy, did you just not get any points? There we go.
Here it is. I don't remember. It's just dumb. It's just mindless.
Who was that? Do we have a sound guy now?
Not me.
We got somebody putting drops?
I don't go through that kind of preparation. You should know it's not me.
Can you put like Grooves in the Heart as a bed throughout the rest of
yes.
the show? On a loop? Can we do that?
Yes. With words or without?
Without. Okay. Yeah. Let's wrap this up. Listener feedback. Actually, we had a virtual table. Getaway is out on Pinball Arcade. F14 is coming. I think we already mentioned that. Listener feedback. Eric, I'm sorry I forgot to email you, but he actually has an issue. His game's been broken probably for 2 weeks while we didn't email him. He has a Bally Motordrome. Today he replaced the flipper end of stroke switches as they were badly worn out and seemed to be compromising the flipper power. The low power coil would take over too soon, resulting in weak flippers. So anyway, exchange them out. They're dual switch. The first, normally closed, opens when the flipper is up. The second, normally open, closes when the flipper is up to activate the lower voltage winding. You dig?
Dig.
So he replaced the switches. Now the right side, which was having issues, is working. The left side, now, it completes its upstroke, but then it starts chattering and pulsing. Electricity arcs between what would be the high power, normally closed. If he puts his hand to hold the flipper up, pull the leaves far enough away that they normally open and it can't arc, and then he pushes the button, the flipper won't hold up with the low power coil. Does that all make sense?
I understand what's happening, yeah. I remember when I was first starting to work on machines, reading about flipper chatter. I never saw it, but I understand the issue, yeah.
So how does he fix it?
Clay Harrell's guides.
pinballninja.com.
I read about it, but because I never actually did it myself, I cannot remember. Oh,
the upper flippers work fine.
That's what's
my
confusing.
Initial thought was that there was something with the flipper switch.
The stack.
Now,
is...
unless it's a stack switch. Yeah,
yeah, the stack switches can be pretty finicky.
I assume by now Eric has fixed it, so I'll email him to see what he did.
I would like to know, but I'm guessing it was an adjustment in the stack, but since one's working fine, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so I'll email Eric. We'll get
okay.
to it. Listeners, if you have any ideas, let us know. Okay, and our last thing, we had a contest from ulekstore.com, ulekstore.com. You could enter to win a Pile of Skulls flipper bat topper. And actually, they adjusted it, so you could win any of their flipper bat toppers, which are really cool. I put them on my Metallica. But we actually only got one entry, and that was Don F, which is not Don W.
That's a little sketchy.
It's very easy to win these contests. I think people don't like to email, though, which I can dig that.
We do immediately put them on mailing lists. And
right. We have so far sent zero mailers ever. even replying to people who ask us questions about their broken games. We don't. Anyway, Don, I'll email you. You want a set. And ulekstore.com. These things they're like $10 for a set, so, and they're really cool. They have race ones now. They have spider webs if you want one on Adams or on Elvira. Check them out. ulekstore.com. I'll put a link in the show notes. So thank you guys for sponsoring the contest this month. And let's wrap it up with Nifty. Is there anything else you guys wanted to add?
They would, but they just... I don't know. Okay.
They just dropped. No, they're back.
Okay.
We're here. Just we appreciate all the support. We're excited to release the new website, and if you have any feedback, feel free to email us. We like to try to make any changes that we can so that it's an easier experience in shopping.
So that's info@niftyled.com.
That's right.
Be sure to check out their brand new website and all the wonderful products they have, LEDs and rubbers, right? Balls?
No? LEDs, rubbers, balls, and LED tools. So socket cleaning sticks, bulb removal tools, etc.
And make sure to use your 25% off coupon code, DonJeff, at checkout.
Yeah, 25%, that's huge. Thank you so much for doing that and for sponsoring our show for so long.
We only do it for the podcast.
It was fun to have you guys on.
Thanks for having us. And again, thanks for flying us out.
Yeah.
No problem, yeah.
Yeah, the Jets prepped and ready for the return trip, so So you guys are ready to go.
We don't want
to
keep them waiting.
We'll have a driver drop you back off.
The minibar is stocked.
Yeah, please don't drink from it.
Minibar in the next hotel or in the G6?
Both. Yeah.
Very good.
That's how we do.
Did you guys want to connect through Vegas or not?
No, direct is fine.
Can't keep Holly.
You can check us out on... Damn it, Jeff.
Go ahead.
What? Go ahead.
Nope.
Make your joke. Make your joke. Leopard skin thong something.
I forgot what I was going to say. There's something about Hollywood Nate, but I don't remember.
Hollywood Nate, that's right. No, we got to hang out with these guys at Rocky Mountain. We talked about it a little bit. They ditched me to play pinball with Jeff, which is cool. That's cool. But yeah, maybe we'll catch up at a show again
someday. We had a great time, though.
And that restaurant was awesome.
Yeah, it was very erotic with the U2 cover.
But was it a guy or was it a girl?
I'm not sure. I'm leaning towards
the
guy. It was
creepy, whatever it was.
It was awesome.
It was a night to remember, quite frankly.
Yeah, and we very have clear memories, obviously.
Mm-hmm. And Don, don't feel bad. We ditched you to play Avatar with Jeff, so you didn't miss out on anything.
That's true. All right, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We're Pinball Podcast on all of those things. Email us, pinballpodcast@gmail.com. We're on Google Plus and The Pinball Pack. How do I screw up our website? ThePinballPodcast.com. Or you can check out the links to Nifty LED and other stuff that we mentioned. Anyway, thank you guys, and we will we'll talk to you soon. We got a very cool guest on our next episode too, with some cool prizes. So enter to win the Nifty raffle. I'm probably going on too long. All right, whatever. Bye, guys.
All right, thanks.
French fry trays for life.
That's right.